From Acts, Paul's sermon at Athens, Paul says, "What you worship as unknown, I proclaim to you. The people in Athens are looking for something they themselves are not aware." Paul sees all the idols and hears them talking about new theologies and philosophies. They have an altar with an inscription to an unknown god, and Paul uses that as a way to talk to the people of Athens. Luke notes that all people are gathered there, people of every understanding and philosophy. Paul finds himself trying to tell them their ignorance is showing. By their way of speaking and the old solid philosophies, looking for the unknown God through men and idols, they seem to be losing their way. They think they are the smartest of all, and this seed picker, or babbler as they call Paul, is just an uneducated man spewing nonsense. The belief in the resurrection was a philosophy taught by some. In order to reach them where they are, Paul tries to communicate in a way they will listen, even if most of them cannot hear what he is telling them. He offends them, and they try to blow him off. They don't understand what he is saying. They think they know, but they don't. Philosopher Robert Michalowski, an American writer and illustrator, is quoted on the subject of listening and hearing, and I quote, "I know that you believe you understand what you think I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant," unquote. Paul must have felt that way when speaking to the people of Athens about the God of creation. He has the answers they have been searching for, but their ignorance gets in the way of hearing the truth about Jesus. Paul teaches us in this sermon that it is not what we think we know that saves us. Jesus found us, Jesus chose us, and Jesus saves us. Paul tells the people of Athens to repent, turn towards God, turn away from all these false idols and turn to the God who created all things. We think we have all the answers for our salvation. God did it all through Jesus for us. Again, not what we do that saves us, but what Jesus did for us, we are saved. It is not who we are, but whom God is, that keeps our hope in the eternal life with Christ. Jesus says, "Be witnesses to the ends of the earth." Put down the idols that keep us from being in a good relationship with God. Repent, turn to God, stop thinking, and have faith in the God who created all things, and you will have eternal life in Christ Jesus, who is the open gate to our salvation. God has already saved us. We may think we know it all, but Paul would say, repent and follow the Son of God, the open gate that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of the unknown, your mysteries are astounding. Give us knowledge where you see fit, and let us sit comfortably with that which we can never understand. The open gate to relationship with the one and only God is Jesus Christ. Amen.